A woman is sitting in an armchair in a bedroom. In his elementary book, Johann Bernhard Basedow describes her as
ailing in deep pregnancy.
In happy anticipation, the father-to-be and husband stands on the left, tenderly holding his wife's hand as she goes into labor. Behind them is the
bed where the sickness after the birth is endured.
And the cradle. This is the first of a four-part series of pictures where Basedow writes about pregnancy and birth.
Without the fondness of both sexes for one another, no person would be born, and consequently, the human species would die out in a few years.
He wrote in his elementary book. The second illustration shows how a midwife hands the newborn baby over to the beaming father. Unlike many of his contemporaries, Basedow explained to small children, factually, that babies are not brought by the stork, but come
out of their mother's body.
In the pictures, the father is accompanied by the sister and brother, who look at the newborn baby. The brother says,
"Sister, I wish you the happiness of also becoming a wife and mother someday." She answers, "Brother, is it happiness to suffer so much?" "Yes," he replies, "for the life of a person, and in the enjoyment of the friendship of a happy married life."
In the background of the picture in Basedow's book, the exhausted mother is seen lying on the bed and being cared for by a friend. The illustration from the children's book by Rachel Greener, Making a Baby, an Inclusive Guide to How Every Family Begins, widens the view of pregnancy and birth. It breaks with the conventional division of roles between men and women and focuses on the diversity of people and birth. It is not only the mother, as Basedow describes, who is responsible for the birth. A collaborative process is shown in which mothers and fathers-to-be understand each other as part of the birth and prepare for it together. The different kinds of birth and family are depicted, with people sitting on a rubber ball, lying in a bathtub, or kneeling. The concept of the family has changed in the course of time. The topic of pregnancy and the question of childcare have been rethought in society. Care work, parental leave, and other topics are guiding the discourse towards an equal distribution of tasks between the genders. Childless marriages, single-parent families, children born outside of wedlock and patchwork families are all part of our reality and call Basedow's family model of mother, father, child into question. How can we contribute to making families equitable and shaped in a new way? What do you think?